In the studio with us now, John Byrd is back. He is from Cole Township. He's a political candidate. Once again, he is an independent running for Cole Township Commissioner. By way of occupation, I would say you are an electricity specialist, but not an electrician. How would you describe your good business?
I call myself an engineer.
An engineer, okay.
An engineer on the electrical side of things.
Engineered. Okay, I got to listen carefully. Okay, perfect. All right, well, thank you. All right, so, from Cole Township, we have seen you running as a Libertarian candidate in the past for, what, both State House and...
County Commissioner 4 years ago, yes.
Okay.
And I've learned that they put LAB in parentheses after my name on the ballot, and if there is not a Democrat on the ballot, that helps me. There are Democrats on the ballot that kill me, so I'm running as an independent with all of my signs having the Libertarian porcupine on them. And, you know, I haven't left the Libertarian Party. People just have to understand that the party is, you know, a very good in the middle, and that's what you should be to have this watchdog role for the county.
Well, and let's start out talking about that. Independent candidate, that means you're not going to be beholden to any of the other commissioners you're serving with or any of the political parties, right?
Correct. The way, the county's governance is set up, that you have to have a minority commissioner, and they can be independent or of the other party. And in this case, the other party would be the independent party, which just exactly like how Steve Bridey was an independent in the previous council. So we've elected them before, so it's not... You know, a lot of times people look at this and say, well, why would you run? You people never win, sort of a thing. I say, well, that is absolutely not true, especially for Northumberland. We just had one.
All right. Who won as an independent?
Stephen Bryan.
Okay, right. So you did say that. Okay. Tell me more about yourself.
About me? I don't know. I'm sort of an introvert, absent-minded professor type. I would be fine for doing the actual work of the job of, say, having people, just like I just came from the planning meeting where we had Enterprise rent a car, try to propose to the county that they use them to lease their fleet. So that's right up my alley, you know, to ask the right questions, to try to tease out whether the county would be better off doing that themselves, if we'd just be giving them a good markup for not much. But I'm not as much for the... I'm not as wired to do this sort of public stuff, but, you know, like say, this interview. But it's just stuff you need to do.
Right, you need to get out there. But we do see you at county commissioner meetings, so you typically go to those. Do you go to all county commissioner meetings?
I've made almost all of them at least the last 6-8 months, and the planning meetings, yeah.
Right, and you are working on your campaign now. Tell me more about yourself and what your campaign entails.
Well, I don't know, more about me. What's like a fun day out for me? Like I said, sort of a geeky into things. Fun to me is to go up to the Lewisburg bookstore and read a couple of econ books before heading over to the movie.
Barnes & Noble or Mondragon?
The Barnes & Noble upstairs, the econ business section. I love reading econ books. And you can actually read a couple of those books because the first three quarters of any of those books are just set up. And the actual meat's like at the three-quarter point. And you just read a couple of chapters and you know what their view is. Now go over and hit one of their movies over at the Lewisburg campus, if that's something of an insight. I don't know what else to say about what I'm into. That's a cross-section of how I'm wired.
All right, tell me about some of the issues that are important. Voting machines. The county's going to have to get new voting machines. So tell me about your interest in monitoring that.
Yeah, you know, the county is set to spend $1 million to actually buy older machines than what we already have. They're actually less capable, probably more prone to hacker attacks, because they're run by older software. But they are certified by the state. And what I'd really love to see, don't know how much of a right we have to push for this, quote-unquote, but to have the county purchase machines that are actually capable of, say, like the way the votes are registered now, if you're running for school board, the people that end up on the bottom of the list, they're treated unfairly in the way that the votes are registered by the straight party voters. Also, there's a new thing called ranked choice voting, which if you want to go to fairvote.org and learn more about that, but that's essentially gets rid of the whole spoiler thing, because you put the candidates on the ballot and the people get to choose, I really want number one, but if number one doesn't make it, I'm okay with number two. And you rank your choices. And if the county is going to spend $1 million, I would like to see voting machines that are capable of doing this. Now, I had talked to the Board of Elections and they said, well, none of the ones that are certified that we can even buy right now can do any of this. And to me, that just makes it a grand step backwards for $1 million. But frankly, if for the people that actually understand how government works, there's probably been a lot of lobbying done by the voting machine companies to force through an upgrade right before they come out with newer machines, just so that we waste $1 million now and then have to buy, you know, even if they're $1.5 million later, machines that actually do the stuff that we want them to do. If you pay enough attention to government, really behind the scenes long enough, you'll see that happen all the time.
Let's talk about the infighting. If you are an independent, will that help quell some of the disagreements?
Absolutely. I'm not going to be here to be making up stories and throwing the stones. I think if the voters want to finally break the cycle, infighting at the North Thurmond County Commissioner's office would really help to elect a nonpartisan to the role of watchdog. The party that's out of favor, again, this gets very difficult because you have to trust the voters to have read past the headlines, and we should know that about 90% of the time people at most read the headlines, and we have someone who's frankly not showing up to many of the meetings. She wasn't at the meeting this morning, nor her running mate, and but yet still trying to pretend to be able to do this watchdog role from a distance. So the complaints are either, you know, made up or sort of nonsensical, but they catch the headlines, and then when those accusations are ended up being dropped or dismissed, the newspapers, well, you guys are great at covering it, but I don't see any of the retractions or the fact that so many of these accusations, it's like a merry-go-round of accusations, and there's usually one or two still on going around. And
an independent won't have that problem.
No
political.
My goal is to get work done for the county citizens. I'm not interested in any sort of power struggle for any political party. And the voters hopefully will be adult enough to see that rather than just always kind of believing the worst of the party out of power and that whole sort of tribal thing, which is helping run the entire country off the cliff, frankly. But I can only work at the local level to try to prevent that.
What should happen at the Celotex property in Sunbury? The county owns that. It's for sale.
Yeah, I wish we would have never purchased it, but now that we do, we have to appreciate the unique features of that site. You know, it's not just any property that has a railroad siding and easy access to highway and river water. And it's already a brownfield, so the planet doesn't have to suffer the loss of a tree to develop it. It's a very walkable location for employees, and getting our cities to be less car dependent is a popular movement. So the site can really deliver for the right buyer, and I support the county taking its time and finding the right buyer, which will really be the best fit for Sunbury and for the best use of that property instead of going for some quick sale.
How about just some green space owned by the county?
Yeah, well, you could, or even just do that as a temporary placeholder until if somebody comes along drooling over that access to river water and access to the railroad siding and say, hey, can we use just a couple acres of this? It's quite a large property. You mm-hmm. can certainly do some green space and yet have some industrial development that would make use of those unique features.
Sure, on the second floor of something, unique views.
Absolutely.
And it has a rail siding, so, boy, I'll tell you what, it could be anything, so... All right, so think big. But in any event, we should market that more or kind of get the word out more?
Yeah, it's going to take a unique fit for somebody. But again, when you find the right buyer, they're going to jump for joy that they had found it. Rather than, you can say, gee, we want this albatross off of our neck. Not that I don't think the carrier costs, it's not really costing the county that much to hold on to it. But, of course, the residents would, especially the local residents, would like somebody to get in there, take more responsibility for the water runoff and actually develop it. There's not much you can do when you don't know what direction you're going to head with it. So I can understand that the people very close to it would be in something of a hurry. But in the long-term scheme of things, if you could find the right industrial or mixed use, it'll really be a great benefit for Sunbury.
Right. The opioid crisis, in what ways could the county start to weigh in on this and make a difference?
Well, I'll tell you, I've lost friends, family, and classmates to addiction. I fully support what the current board is attempting to accomplish at the new South Campus. There's nearly 200 countries in the world, and those who are showing the greatest success in the fight against addiction are fighting it mainly from the demand side. Like Portugal is fighting a conventional drug war and was losing. And once they switched to treating the addicts, they were able to cut their drug abuse rates and overdose rates in half in 8 years. I'd like to see the same thing continue to be worked towards for our county.
All right. The permit fee lawsuit still pending. We haven't reported on it lately, but it's still out there. Northumberland County suing Cole Township to get the building permit fee money back.
Yes, and I think that is part of the vestiges of the sort of Cole Region corruption that is still around. You know, the laws that charter local code enforcement specifically state that you cannot shut down a job site due to a fee dispute. That's exactly what the township did. The township's also obligated to provide an accounting of where their money has gone to in administering the inspections. And again, Cole Township, they've refused to do that. They're part of working with the party that's out of power at the county level, and it's part of the problem with, you could tie that into blight, because if you are looking to invest in this area, like, say, Perea Biosciences, and you see the problem where the two different factions of government are fighting amongst themselves, and with Perea as a political football, you're going to think twice about bringing your investment to our county. It's unfortunate. I think that's why our county is often ranked pretty low on the employment rating, because people look at these headlines and say, do I want to risk becoming a political football like Perea in their own prison? Because that ended up being, well, you could call it a shakedown, where Cole Township was going to say, we will let you continue doing the prison, building your prison project here, but in lieu of the fees, like, we'll drop that suit if you, county, as in all the taxpayers of the county, you know, Turbotville, whatever, do they have an interest in funding Cole Township's rec center? The Cole Township wanted money funneled directly to the rec center. And that's a sort of buddy backscratchy system that I think we need to remove from the county. And it's a scandal. Keep in mind, Northumberland County is like the county that not too long ago, in fact, it ended with this board, that when the majority party of the board switched over, people would hand in their resignations, because if you weren't seen as being in the right political allegiance of the new board, you'd get canned and replaced. And we're just finally at the cusp of rooting that out. But some of these accusations and certain people getting the headlines are trying to get that power back.
All right, when it comes to finances, county taxes, and the budget, what kind of changes or ideas do you have? Keep taxes low and keep the budget sufficient.
Yeah, as a libertarian, our basic principle is to minimize force, and taxes are force. In the grander scheme of things, the federal government is on track yet again to double their debt every 8 years. And when governments do that historically, there comes a point where the country will have its grease moment where the federal government would say, gee, we were funding all these programs for you, but we can't anymore. Our creditors, if we push our creditors any harder, then the currency market backs up and not enough people want our dollars. And we're getting away with that now because there's foreign money inflows that are sort of throwing off the status quo of where things would normally be at with our spending where it is. But should that day end, because, you know, an unsustainable trend cannot go on forever, I'd love to be able to say that I'd be able to cut county taxes, but I'm afraid that as much as we can get efficiencies into the system and save money, it is going to be to replace money that we used to get from the federal government that I would expect to start going away.
Now, you said you would not have purchased the Knight Celotex site. Would you have built the new prison had you been in office at that time?
The Celotex site was sort of a moving target as to what they knew about it. Whether I would have started down that path to put it there in the first place, possibly. But then once we got the report back of that substantial ash seam that made it very, very expensive to put down the foundation, I too would have let the Celotex site go. And I think what they did in going through the trouble of doing a remodel rather than a full build was excellent, because for many, many reasons, the county now has taken ownership of a large chunk of property that is now called the South Campus, that, you know, either cheap to free. And then what would have happened to the old Northwestern Academy building had it not been turned into the prison? So you have this opportunity loss that it would have been on that site had Northwestern left, and then maybe vandals would have got in there and burned it down, and then that wouldn't have been worth anything. Where now, that was probably a $12 million head start on building our prison. So I think what ended up being done was fantastic. And yes, we do now have to suffer some increased transportation fees that largely, hopefully, will be done away with the need of through telepresence for the hearings being held between the courthouse and the South Campus.
The issue of blight in the county is getting some attention. Some state money's been weighed in on this. What's your view on this? This idea that really need to attack some of the abandoned buildings and some of the areas where population and the, you know, general economic stability hasn't survived?
Yeah, blight is a touchy issue, I think, for a lot of people from the coal region, and rightly so, because when we get money, it's almost always to demolish things, and we have a lot of historic buildings. In my opinion, and I think it's obvious if you think about it for a minute, blight is a symptom. The disease is the population decline. If you correct for the population that is housed in the local prisons, the census statistics shows that the Shamokin Coal Township roughly has 29% of the population that it had in 1920. So we need to attract employers. We can't be chasing them away, making their investments political footballs, in order to foster local organic demand for housing, because you'll have the local organic demand for employees. And it's going to take political stability in the commissioner's office for a while before potential business investment comes to our town without the sort of stigma of why would you want to throw yourself at their dysfunctional commissioner's board.
So your goal would be to create demand for housing, in which case all these houses that might be slated for demolition are needed and get fixed up?
Absolutely. If you look around in other areas of the country, we are tearing down buildings that anywhere else would be selling for hundreds of thousands of dollars. Or if you see a nice brownstone on the 61 next to Bader's, right, that thing would sell for over $2 million anywhere. And instead, like every 2 years, it goes up for sale for a fraction of that. There's a lot of things that could be done to try to prevent the population loss. I know when I was on the ballot last time for county commissioner, I had tried to make rural broadband an issue, because studies show, and it does make sense, that professionals, the people who really want your tax base, want to have good internet access. And you can look on the maps online, and they are fudged. You do not have the internet access, which the claim is provided into this area. And what I would love to see done is for the county to seed a discussion on deploying mesh networks to deliver broadband access to the underserved portions of the community. I've been looking on and off to move more rural from where I'm at, and I couldn't tell you how many times that I looked at a property where I was at, I could not get broadband, but if I pull out my phone, I can see a neighbor's Wi-Fi. Now, there's really no reason except for legal posturing and difficulties by the companies that are providing, where they want to have their favorite way of doing the paywall. I should be able to go to that neighbor and say, hey, if you leave your router on all the time and contact Service Electric and say, I'm logging on through here, give me a log on that gives me this data rate, I will pay you. And if you want to give the neighbor, you'll need to give the neighbor, you know, $2 or $3 off a month in their bill to cover that they're going to need to leave their router on 24/7 so I can get on. There's no real cost additive. It's just they want a paywall different. And everybody pretends that mesh networking isn't a thing because there's no money behind promoting it. The people who want to make the money off of it want a branch and trunk. And, well, I'm getting into my engineer degree here, right?
You know, we get it,
there's
though.
There's a mesh option that should be offered.
We're just about out of time, so a closing statement. What else would you like to say?
Oh, I wasn't keeping track of what was said and what was not. If anybody would like any yard signs, appreciate if you could get in touch. If you want to see more of my opinions on various things, I have a political page at facebook.com/groups/votebird. If you're not on Facebook, you want a yard sign, you can contact me at candidate@votebird.com. That's B-U-R-D. And, you know, I just really appreciate your support on November 5th. If anybody would want to take a poll, volunteer, grab a sign, take an hour or three at a poll, really appreciate it. Get involved, because these things aren't going to fix themselves. You just have everybody just reading the headlines, believing there's a certain agenda, a certain people, and you're not supposed to know the rest of the stuff that's gone on. Help get the word out that there's going to be an option on the ballot in November. Appreciate it.
John Byrd, Cole Township, independent candidate for Northumberland County Commissioner. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Mark.